A truck bomb in a Baghdad market killed 60 people yesterday. The U.S. military blamed the attack on a special group cell. American officials have talked a lot about special groups in recent months. The World's Matthew Bell explains why.
At one time, U.S. officials described Sunni Muslim al-Qaeda-style terrorist groups as public enemy number one in Iraq. But in recent months, the U.S. has taken aim at a new public enemy number one. The so-called special groups are said to be Iranian-backed militias.
Iran must stop supporting the militia special groups that attack Iraqi and coalition forces and kidnap and kill Iraqi officials.
That was President Bush back in January. Here's the U.S. commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, speaking in March.
The special groups, as they're called, elements that were that are paid for, they are funded, they are trained, they've been equipped. And they've been directed, by and large, by the Iranian Quds Force. All of this in complete violation of promises made by President Ahmadinejad and the other most senior Iranian leaders to their Iraqi counterparts.
The shift reflects a sense that the U.S. military and its Iraqi partners have made great progress in vanquishing Sunni extremist groups, and that now the Shiite special militia groups backed by Iran are the biggest problem in Iraq. With regard to yesterday's bombing in the Baghdad market, a U.S. military spokesman said it was the dirty work of a particular special group cell trying to inflame anti-Sunni sectarianism. If that's true, Middle East expert Vali Nasser of Tufts University says the attack was unprecedented. Nasser says he's never heard of Shiite militia groups targeting Shiite civilians in this way.
Special groups have been responsible for revenge killing of Sunnis in Baghdad and elsewhere. They've been responsible for ethnic cleansing, and they have been responsible for attacks on U.S. forces using sophisticated weaponry. And they've also fingered for assassination provincial governors and officials and a number of clerics in southern Iraq. But there's no precedent that I know of in which they've carried out bombings of this sort, which are the signature of al-Qaeda, and especially for having targeted their own community.
The special groups are sometimes described as rogue offshoots of the Mehdi Army militia led by Muqtada al-Sadr. Sadr is the anti-American Shiite cleric whose militias have at times controlled large sections of Baghdad and Basra and other parts of the south. Vali Nasser says the special groups are more like special forces.
No, they're not a rogue element. I mean, they were specifically created by Muqtada Sadr because he thought the Mahdi army was too indisciplined and badly trained to go up against the Americans. That was shown in Najaf in 2004. Once he came up with the idea of special groups, either the Iranians reached out to him to help him train them, or he reached out to the Iranians as the only people who could help him create a much better fighting force. So essentially, the special groups are cracker fighters within the Mahdi army, specifically trained to give the kind of discipline and lethal ability that the Mahdi army as a whole did not have.
Nasser says the U.S. military is confronting the special groups more and more because American forces are beginning to assert themselves in Shiite-dominated parts of Iraq, including in the Sadr City section of Baghdad itself. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.